Rolling Stone once described the rock group Luna as the best band you've never heard of. And if you have heard of Luna, you'll be happy to know the band is out of retirement. Reporter Ike Sriskandaraja is one of those fans.
I was 12 when my older brother came home from college with a couple of Luna CDs, and they became my first favorite band. Ever since, the group's bittersweet tunes have become the soundtrack for all our reunions. So, when Luna announced its own reunion, it felt like another homecoming.
I don't know who's drank out of this, but I'm just gonna have it.
The musicians are getting ready for a show in their dressing room at the Starline in Oakland, California. Lead singer Dean Wareham and guitarist Sean Eden seem like they haven't missed a beat.
Sean's wearing the same velvet jacket that he wore at our last on the farewell shows.
Yeah. And the last one's in New York.
So he's brought out his lucky jacket, and it still fits him, and that's the good news.
They're a little more silver, but still hip. Many of the fans, though, have graduated to extra-large band shirts. But when the music starts, it's like no time has passed at all.
And now I realize I'm living like a traveler, although I haven't got the belly.
Most here look like they fell in love with Luna, or even Dean Wareham's earlier band, Galaxy 500, back in the 90s. At that time, grunge was big, and this type of music quietly stood off to the side on college radio stations. That's where I first got to talk with Wareham, at my college station, Brown Student and Community Radio. It was my first interview ever, and I wanted to know what everyone else wanted to know back in the winter of 2004.
Why is the band breaking up?
Exactly.
Well, I have so many reasons. I have a reason for every day of the year. But, you know, I guess the simple answer is because that is what bands do. They break up.
You're making me squirm.
I played the old interview back for him the day after the show.
When you break up with someone, you start to build a case in your head. So when you ask me what is the reason, I'm like, oh, I've got so many reasons. And you convince yourself that the whole thing is driving you crazy. And I guess it was at the time.
Luna was a big enough deal that a film called Tell Me, Do You Miss Me documented the breakup. In it, Sean Eden and Dean Wareham act like brothers who know how to push each other's buttons.
You're a little lonely. Everybody's being a smartass to everybody else. You know, you're just like, damn it.
I cannot pretend that it is fun to sit in a van for 8 hours a day telling the same stupid jokes.
By the last album, the frustration of being together was starting to bleed into the music.
I don't wanna take your call. I refuse to climb your wall. I don't wanna ride your bus. I'm tired of all of us.
So why get back together? Wareham says they're all basically 50 now.
You understand why bands hire therapists, but instead we took 10 years off and worked through it ourselves. And now, like I said, we're better at speaking our minds, not letting things fester.
My brother and I didn't get to go to a Luna show together this time. We live on opposite sides of the country, and he has two young kids now. But we still love the band. And when I asked my brother why, he said for him, it's because the music brings up powerful feelings of nostalgia. It's a word Dean Wareham has been considering, too.
The word nostalgia confuses me. I've been thinking about that. The book I was reading, I can't remember the author, he broke it down into the Greek. Nostalgia, meaning the pain of returning home. It's both exciting and it's slightly painful, too. And so it's like, you know, pleasure and sadness. And that's kind of what we try to do with the music anyway.
To me, the music always felt like a homecoming. Just this time, it's theirs.
Looking for another chance for someone else to be.
For NPR News, I'm Ike Sriskandaraja in Oakland.